digging on to you for sure. Of course, it wasn't so bad. Thinking about a lot of things that goes on now, it wasn't so bad then.
Well, where did you, you were telling me about the barn a few minutes ago. What did you keep? I mean, would that have a fence around or anything? Did the barn have an enclosed area around it?
It usually had what they call a lot. You know, just a runaround, a fence around, just some of them all different sizes. You turn your stock out of those stables and they'd be out in a lot, you know, and then you turn them out of the lot into the pasture, you know. You always had a lot around it for stock to stand in, you know, around just different size lots.
Did you feed them there or what?
Well, you fed them in those stables.
Oh, you fed them right there in the stable.
In those stables under the shed. You fed them under the shed in those stables.
And then you said that you let them out into the
pasture. Let them out into the lot, and then you let them on out in the pasture if you wanted to go in the pasture. You're going to stay in the lot. Sometimes you'd want to keep them in the lot all night, and sometimes you'd want to turn them out of the lot into the pasture, you know.
What was the pasture like?
Oh, just a grazing place for them, just like you keep the cattle in, you know, just like a hay meadow. Just turn them out in the barn, they'll go out, and sometimes 100 acres and sometimes 10 acres of just whatever size your pasture happened to be that join your lot, you know.
Was that always fenced in or what?
Hmm?
Was that always fenced in?
Oh, yeah. Well, down home when we lived down yonder, we had a place you could turn the cattle right out of the lot onto the open range. And we run our cattle on the open range down there a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Run them right out on the open range.
Where is the big thicket?
Oh, it's way on in here, close to Livingston, way back down in East Texas, back down 40 or 50 miles from here.
Is the land down there like this around here?
Oh, it's about the same thing, I think. I don't know where, tell the difference you drive down there or not. Don't know where you'd even know when you got to the big thicket or not. They just always call it the big thicket. Maybe you get back over in these woods right across this river, it looks like the big thicket because it's just woods, 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 and go for 10 miles and not see a house, you know. And so,
that's what I was wondering about.
Yeah.
You said the open range.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know an interesting story about letting those livestock run on the outside. When we lived down on that other place down on the river, we let practically all of our cows run out on open range. We didn't have very much pasture. We didn't have about 8 acres of land down there, 79 acres, I believe, and we had to let our cattle run on the outside. And we had a river that run through our place. And the cows would go across the river and graze during the day, and at night they'd come on back and cross the river and come home. And usually we'd turn them into the caves, you know, when they come in at night and milk whatever we wanted to milk and turn the rest of them into the cave. We'd keep the calves up and turn the cows out. We didn't leave the calves out with the cows. And so one time there's some friends of mine came to go fishing, and we had to go down in the river to fish right below my place, and we had to go down through my pasture to go fishing. And I had an old friend that lived there by me. We fished together a lot. He was a terrible fisherman. He didn't do nothing but fish much, old man John Weeks. And so he was a terrible windjammer, and he'd just tell anything in the world, and he was just full of wit as he could be, just witty as he could be. And these fellas are strangers. You might say I knew them, but I don't think John had ever seen them before. As we was going down through my pasture, I had a bunch of little caves down there in the pasture just before we got to the river. And we already had the hooks set out and was going to the hooks to see if there's any fish on them. You know, when you set out, you could bait them and set them out, and you go back to them and see if you got anything on them, and set out, set hooks, you know. And John says, "You see Marsh's caves there?" Says, "You see how thin they are?" Says, "You know what's the matter with them?" They said, "No, we don't know. They look a little thin, but we don't know what's the matter with them." Says, "Well, he turns his cows out in the daytime, and they go across the river and graze. And he has them, they come back home at night for the caves to suck. And he says, they stop in the river to drink. And says, there's so many catfish in that river. Till while they stop to drink, and the catfish sucks them. Says, they never get the house and no milk." And so they're starving his caves, laughing at.